Our community connection on 1400 K1 brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville. I get the opportunity to talk a little bit of city business this morning with Dr. Callahan as we welcome in someone from the city council, typically the Tuesday morning after the first and third Monday evening Bartlesville City Council meetings. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me again.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, and I always enjoy talking city business, whoever happens to be in, because, whatever the council does usually affects the residents of Bartlesville one way or the other, making quality of life issues a little bit better, or in the particular one case that they took action on last night, a little bit of job creation, a little bit of economic development activity.
So. That's right. David Wood was there with the BDA. He was discussing that... make sure I get their name right. Priority Bargains Outlet. They're already here in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. But they're looking to expand a little bit. So they were looking for some space over at the industrial park.
Right.
So he proposed that we provide up to 2.3 acres of land for them. There's a lot out there that's available. There was a new street that was put in within the industrial park that's created a thoroughfare for people to get back there to O&G. And so now there's a space available, and Priority Bargains has that need. So it looks like their business is booming and they need to grow, and we're happy to help accommodate that.
I think anytime any business, large or small, is booming, we need to take note of it. That's good.
That's right. It's an interesting business too. If the community's not aware, what they do is they take items from Walmart, surplus items like from Walmart, Sears, places like that, and then they can turn around and sell those on Amazon, mm-hmm. or eBay or some other online outlet. So this really serves as a warehouse for them to fulfill those orders.
And also, I think, takes merchandise off of any, like you mentioned, some of the other major retailers' hands that you don't think about Walmart or Amazon or some of those retailers as not being able to move merchandise. They seem to do it pretty well.
Right. Yeah, but I guess they, sometimes they're going to have a surplus. They've got to move. It could be a damaged good, that somebody else needs,
and that type of store has been around for, growing up in another part of the country, the store was named differently, but it did the same sort of thing. It was surplus merchandise, damaged goods, sometimes factory seconds, whatever it might be. It gives the consumer sometimes a bargain on merchandise that maybe they either wouldn't buy or couldn't afford at regular price.
That's right. And another part of that, this is a warehouse, but they do have some brick and mortar storefronts as well. So mm-hmm. They're looking to expand. So that's really why they had this need for this bigger warehouse, so that they could store more and get those to those other locations.
Yeah. Now, just because the comment that we used from David Wood last night used the words second mortgage, and I think sometimes the public will see those two words without looking into the rest of the details as far as what's going on and say, why would you want to do that? But this was a good move for the BDA.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things you've got to kind of takes money to make money in a way, you know, so it absolutely is. The space is available, and they have a very promising future ahead, so it's not really a risky venture.
But that's it, and I think the David Wood and the BDA has a history of doing not just their due diligence, but making sure that the things they bring to the council are worthwhile.
They do. He's very thorough. He does his research, and we really appreciate that. Not only David Wood, but we compliment city staff all the time just because of the tremendous job that they do, and they really, if we have a question about something, they're quick to get back to us. I know we're going to discuss the Tyler Technologies ERP system as well, but mm-hmm. same thing, we had a question about that. We tabled it for a while, and they're all really good. So David does a great job. The whole BDA does, Jared as well. So
yeah. Yeah. And it's been their mission since day one, really a twofold mission, bringing in new business names, either primary employers or more recently retail development after the city had expressed wishes on things that they would like to see, or preserving existing businesses, allowing them to expand and grow.
Right. Yeah, Silver Lake Village gets a lot of attention because it's new and it's coming to town, but this is just as important, and this is kind of an example of what they do. So
yeah,
you're exactly right. They do a little bit of everything to help prosper all these businesses in our area.
And I, not only what you're saying, but I have heard similar comments from councilmen for years as far as, you know, a lot of the work they do goes unseen below the surface. Only the tip of the iceberg shows sometimes. I think the comment was made, this is a project that was 2 years or more before it ever came to the council.
Yeah, I think that's right. I can't remember exactly how long it's been in the works, but it's all we see is the end result. There's a lot of behind the scenes work going on, and to make something like this happen takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the other project. Let's go ahead and get into that one, because I think just when we hear the three-letter acronym, it kind of goes right off of people's radar because they don't understand the acronym and what's going on.
Right, so I'll try to explain it a little bit.
Okay. Your explanation will be better than mine because you've been briefed on it better.
But this was tabled at the previous council meeting just because it is such a big project and it is so important, and it does carry a pretty hefty price tag, so we wanted to make sure that we had all the information before we were able to make a decision. We had a few questions at the last meeting, but succinctly, it's a management software for the city of Bartlesville, and if you are familiar with an enterprise resource management system, is what it's called. It handles different aspects of your business. So this one will have components for finance, for HR, utility billing, all these different components that the city needs. If you need to file a permit request, it's going to be able to accommodate that. And the city's been doing that, of course, but the system that they've been using is very antiquated.
I think it's another one of those DOS-based systems.
That's what I think Mr. Bailey said, is as close to DOS as it can be without.
Yeah.
So, but from
may,
what
may
I
have operated under Windows 3.1 or something.
Out of it may have been pre-Bill Gates.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, well, to Windows 3.1, you had to boot DOS, and then it was just an add-on to the operating system. So, yeah, really wasn't its own operating system.
Yeah. So, I mean, they looked at different vendors for this management system. The existing system that they use is a different company. They looked at that one as well to help upgrade the one that they have, the existing system that they have, but it just still wasn't going to get them up to where they wanted to be. So they did a lot of benchmarking with other communities. What kind of management systems were they using? The one that they have selected rose to the top pretty quick. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, they have a consulting team that they worked with, GFOA. I'm not for certain what that stands for, but they're working with them to make sure that they're digging into it. They started to dig into it themselves, and they realized, we're not experts in this. Let's get some people that can help us with that. So the good thing about that is they've built that relationship with GFOA, and they're also going to keep them on retainer as they implement this new system. So they'll have them to give them training and to get the system implemented, get all the old information moved over to the new system. So that should be pretty seamless. I thought that was a big piece of that, you know, to be able to keep them on as well is going to be very helpful.
Yeah.
And then the
benefit to John Doe citizen is the fact that this will help the city staff integrate a lot of the things that are going on already, just streamline that process and make it easier to work.
Right. It's one of those, again, it's one of those that you don't really get excited about because you don't get to touch it and see it and play with it, you know. But there is a small component that the citizens will get to see eventually. This is a four-phase implementation, though, so it's a 30-month implementation period to get this thing fully up and running. But one aspect is that people will be able to get online and actually submit those permit requests and do some things that'll be a little bit more intuitive, user-friendly than what they can do right now. So they will actually see some of the benefits if you use those services, mm-hmm. but for the most part, it's really for the function of the city itself. So hopefully it'll help them do their jobs a little bit better.
Well, as we become more and more and more of an online society as opposed to walking into, for instance, Lisa Beeman's office and face-to-face contact, I think it will be an easier operation for people who want to start that process.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're anywhere now, you just know that physical files are going away. You're constantly scanning things in and making digital copies, and I mean, it's just amazing the way the world is going, and so it's one of those things we have to do it. And like you said before, in the last project that wasn't quick, this one wasn't quick either. This started in 2014, I believe. Is that right? When they first were looking at this? No, 2011.
Wow.
They started this process. Is that right? I don't know. My notes are kind of blurry.
Okay,
can't read. But it's been a long process to get this, you know, to review it and to find the vendor that they wanted to use and put it all together.
And I think that's you know, when the council brings a recommendation to the, or actually staff brings the council a recommendation like this, it's been going on for X number of years.
Yeah.
It's something that they said, you know, my word's not theirs. We've researched this. We've done our due diligence. We've talked with all the options, and this is what we want to bring to you.
Right. And the good thing is since they've done so much work, Mr. Bailey said it looks like it's about 30 days for them to actually begin implementing it. So pretty quick now that they've done all the groundwork, and should be starting to get integrated pretty quickly.
But the contractor will be on site for quite some time through this upgrade process.
Right. They should actually be, you know, serving as a partner throughout the entire process. So, yep, it'll be fast and furious for the first two phases. Those are approved to get done now, and then we'll revisit it in the future for FY18, FY19 to finalize the process.
Sounds great. We're going to take a break and continue our Community Connection coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
As we continue Community Connection this morning, I get the opportunity to talk a little bit of city business with Dr. Callahan and what, you know, the council is obviously, it's April now, April, May, June. You're not necessarily have to get things done any quickly, but because the deadline is at the end of June, but budget time is coming around.
That's right. It'll be here before you know it. We haven't really started the discussions too much yet, but it's coming up pretty quick. And of course, Geobond we'll be looking at pretty soon as mm-hmm. well. So those are both two big issues that haven't really gotten a whole lot of attention yet, but it should start ramping up pretty quick.
I try to start looking at items that are on your horizon when I get one of you in here, just to kind of, I'll say do the groundwork so that when it does come time, like the general obligation bond projects, as we continue to, well, summertime's a great time to do street work, and it's a great time to do all those projects that it's just, you know, you have to have certain temperatures for asphalt and that sort of thing. And people need to wear their coming up.
That's right. They are coming up. We had also serve on the street and traffic committee, and we've got a couple of projects that are starting. Of course, everyone's well aware of 75 that's under construction right now, which isn't a City of Bartlesville project, and we remind people of that's not our project right now. That was well documented within the media, but
yeah. It never hurts to remind folks that in this particular case it's state dollars and state schedule, and by the way, it's being held up because they found the project was more extensive than they thought it was going to be.
Right, which is pretty common with a big project like that. But again, we're living it just like everybody else that's living in Bartlesville right now. Just take your time and avoid that area if you can, just to be safe in that area.
Right, so. Exactly. This time of year, a lot of things going on. I'm not aware of any new announcements over on the Silver Lake Village project, but it is progressing, and it was a meeting or two ago you had a little bit of opportunity to take action on the development. I can't think of the name of the project with the small houses and
the Nehemiah.
Nehemiah Project, that's mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. So, again, action continues as the council gets involved in some of those things.
It is. We Lisa Beeman's doing a great job with that project. Mm-hmm. And so they've had a few questions and applications and things that we've been able to review and accommodate to help assist with that project. I think it'll be a great development on the location that it's going to be. It looks like it'll be great for Bartlesville. Silver Lake Village is going up. I think it's coming along really well. Mm-hmm. I get pretty excited whenever I drive by.
It is neat to see that much work going on. Yeah,
yeah, it looks really good. So excited for that all to come on live. You know, we'll see. Hopefully it stays on track and we're able to get it open soon. But pretty exciting things going on right now. It's a good time to be a Bartian.
It is a good time to be a Bartian, and I think they're still, as far as I know, are on track for their expected somewhere fall of this year, you know, to get things actually looked like with, you know, merchandise in stores and that kind of thing.
That's so, right. I haven't heard otherwise, so yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Summertime, though, is the time of year when, as Jim Bontek, fond of saying, shortest distance between the 82 places in Bartlesville is under construction. So.
That is right. But, you know, construction is progress, right?
That's right.
That's a sign of progress.
And the council does a good job in most respects of trying to balance those projects so that they're not all in your ward or somebody else's ward, that, you know, as people drive through the city, they see, you know, improvements on street work or whatever it might be going on in all parts of town.
That's right. It's kind of twofold there, right? We spread them out so that you're not being impacted in one area more than another, but also to keep those improvements citywide and not just in one area. And, you know, I think that's important to point out how good of a job these committees do whenever they bring ideas to us, that it's not just one particular area. It's very well spread out across the community. And that's, you know, one of our responsibilities is to make sure that that's what's going on so that those are evenly spread out.
With the street committee, since you serve there, we'll just go into the inner workings a little bit of that. I'm sure it's a cooperative effort. Mr. Seamers or somebody from the engineering staff will make a presentation with their recommendations, but you also get citizen input because the committees are just that. It's gathering people other than the professional engineer beside the city councilman, people that are just out hearing what's going on literally on the streets and making their recommendations.
That's right. We've got a citizen-based committee. So Micah Seamers will make recommendations for areas that he's seen, some areas that need improvement. We have an extensive study that shows the current surface, how long it should actually last, how it's doing, what the surface is. So there's actually a plan in place that, okay, this one should last this many more years, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a well-developed plan. It helps keep us on track so that we know that this one's going to be due soon. And then also budget-wise, we have an annual budget so that those committees can get together and look at it and say, okay, let's try to put this puzzle together and make it all work.
Yeah, and I think by and large, if you know, as long as you're not hearing a lot of citizen input saying, you know, you missed this one over here, sounds like you're doing a good job.
Right, which you're always going to get that. We encourage that. You know, I mean, if there's an area that needs to be addressed, then call him up. I'll say call Mr. Seamers. But that's really what drives change, right, is citizen input, and informed citizen input is really what drives change, right, is if there's a need, then we need to be aware of it.
Now, I know there are openings on the committees. The council publicizes those on a regular basis, and they're pretty easy to find. They're usually among the top things on the agenda for a council meeting.
That's right. So Mayor Copeland will go over those first, rattle out of the box on the council meetings, and if people want to serve, which I encourage people to, anytime somebody comes to me with a concern or something, I say, hey, did you know that there was an opening on this committee?
We can use you.
Exactly. So the City of Bartlesville website has those openings. It's a very simple application. You just put why you want to serve and what your what your interest is and what your background is so that you can be appointed to one of those committees.
Okay, Thousand, thank you very much for coming in and the update to the taxpayers this morning. Talking with Dr. Callahan on A Community Connection. News is next.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott. Good morning. It's City and County Election Day.